How powerful were the seven rings that Sauron gave to the Dwarf Lords? Did they play any part behind the scenes in the story of the Lord of the Rings? And what happened to them? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we dive deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. If you're new here, welcome. We all know the rhyme about the Rings of Power, and most of those rings seem to play a big part in The Lord of the Rings. The One Ring is obviously the centre of the action. The Nine Rings for mortal men created the Nazgûl, who are obviously also central, and the Three for the Elf Lords are held by Elrond, Galadriel and Gandalf. And they too play their own quieter but no less effective part. But what about the Seven for the Dwarf Lords? Where are they in all this? Well, let's start by recapping on exactly what they are and how they came to be forged. Way back in the Second Age, Sauron had a cunning plan to control the elves and take control of all Middle-earth. Disguised as Annatar, the Lord of Gifts, he ingratiated himself with Celebrimbor and the elven smiths of Eregion over a period of around 300 years, at the end of which they had produced 16 rings of immense power, which we will think later of as the Nine and the Seven. The original plan seems to have been for all of these to go to the elves, and then Sauron to put on the one controlling ring that he snuck off to secretly forge in Mordor, and in that way take control of, well, pretty much everything. The plan didn't quite work, because the elves sensed what he was up to when he put on his one ring and took off their rings, including the extra three that Celebrimbor had forged afterwards without Sauron's direct involvement. Those were the three rings that ended up with Galadriel, Elrond and Gandalf, and Celebrimbor managed to smuggle those three out before Sauron took action. That left 16 rings of power with Celebrimbor in Eregion. Sauron launched a massive attack and claimed them, 9 straight away, then 7 more a bit later when Celebrimbor caved under torture. And this is where it gets a little bit murky, because although we know that Sauron gave those first 9 to human lords who became mighty sorcerers, kings and warriors in their day, and 7 to the dwarven lords, what we don't know is how or why they accepted them. The fact that Sauron gave 7 to the dwarves is not a random number, by the way. The dwarves are divided into 7 different houses. Durin's folk, who we know most about, Firebeards, Broadbeams, Ironfists, Stiffbeards, Blacklocks and Stonefoots. So one each for each of the kings or leaders of those dwarves. Sauron's plan seems to have been to control the leaders of the main races of Middle-earth and conquer that way. This distribution will probably have taken a bit of time, as 4 of those 7 houses are based off in the Far East. But why would they take them? Humans seem particularly susceptible to Sauron's tempting offers of power and the magic of the rings, so it's understandable that he might find 9 ambitious men to take those rings, but the dwarves seem to have been particularly resilient to the ring's effects. Personally, I don't actually think this is as big a mystery as some have suggested. The dwarves and elves weren't exactly on universal good terms, so there's no reason to believe that the dwarves even knew from the elves that there were some potentially dangerous magic rings going about, or would believe the elves if they had told them. And we also shouldn't underestimate the dwarves' avaricious natures. They would be willing to ignore good advice if it meant getting their hands on a beautiful jewelled ring, particularly if it offered the possibility of finding even more gold. Let's not forget that at this point Sauron could still change his appearance to appear comely and trustworthy, and not at all like an evil Dark Lord. Finally, on this point, it's worth noting that Durin's folk, based in Khazad-dûm, had a legend that Celebrimbor the Elf had himself given them the ring before Eregion fell. Tolkien's not very clear on this point, although it is possible. The dwarves of Khazad-dûm had struck up a rare friendship with the elves of Eregion over centuries, so perhaps Celebrimbor passed on one of the rings to one of his friends before Sauron attacked, as well as smuggle out those 3 elven rings. It's possible. In fact, more than possible. There were nearly 200 years between Sauron sneaking off to Mordor and returning with a conquering army. All we know for sure is that after Sauron attacked Eregion, the Longbeards sealed themselves up in Khazad-dûm and locked themselves away from the rest of the world. So it probably doesn't really matter whether Celebrimbor or Sauron gave them that ring. The result was the same. Okay, so partway through the Second Age of Middle-earth, the 7 Dwarf Lords had the 7 rings. As we've seen, Sauron's plan was to control them through the One Ring. Maybe the elves were suspicious, but not the dwarves, apparently. But the dwarves' rings seem to have had a different effect on them than Sauron had hoped for. It made them greedier, and they mined deeper and amassed more gold for themselves, but they didn't fall under Sauron's control, or gain the power of invisibility when they wore them, or lead extended lives that stretched out and became wraith-like. In short, none of the things that happened to humans. This is how it's described in the Silmarillion. The dwarves proved tough and hard to tame. They ill endure the domination of others, and the thoughts of their hearts are hard to fathom, nor can they be turned to shadows. They used their rings only for the getting of wealth, but wrath and an overmastering greed of gold were kindled in their hearts, of which evil enough after came to the profit of Sauron. It is said that the foundation of each of the seven hordes of the dwarf kings of old was a golden ring. But all of those hordes long ago were plundered, and the dragons devoured them. And of the seven rings, some were consumed in fire, and some Sauron recovered. And so, in a roundabout way, the rings did cause the downfall of those seven dwarf lords, or their descendants at least. For the dragons smelt out those hordes and claimed them with fire. And that's what happened to four of the seven dwarven rings. They were swallowed by dragons or destroyed by dragonfire, and the dwarves were forced to flee before them. It was only the One Ring that needed to be destroyed in Mount Doom. The others were undoubtedly hardy, but dragonfire was enough to destroy them. It was enough to destroy most things. So four gone, and that of course left three rings. Three rings that had survived for thousands of years, passed down from dwarf lord to dwarf lord. We don't know the details, but at some point in the Third Age, while Sauron was rebuilding his strength and sending out his forces to search for the One Ring, he managed to reclaim two of those. The final dwarven ring was the one held by Durin's folk. Remember, they were the ones who may have got it from Celebrimbor direct rather than Sauron. Their greed had led them to mine deeper and deeper until they awoke the Balrog and had to flee to the Lonely Mountain. The Ring of Power came with them and was passed down from king to king until its final bearer, Thrain II, the father of the Thorin Oakenshield that we know from The Hobbit. In truth, this ring seems to have led a bit of a charmed life. The Longbeards managed to get it out of Khazad Dûm when the Balrog attacked, then out of Erebor when Smaug attacked. That was King Thror who did that. He passed it on to his son Thrain II, who was king of the Longbeards in their long exile from Erebor, and then finally he went missing when camping in the eaves of the Mirkwood with a small group of companions. Sauron had had him captured, then tortured him and imprisoned him in Dol Guldur, where he had been hiding and gathering his strength. Gandalf found him 5 years later. Sauron had taken the ring, but not the map of Erebor or secret Dorki, which would prove so useful in getting access to the Lonely Mountain in The Hobbit. So then all seven dwarven rings were accounted for. Four had been destroyed, and Sauron had reclaimed three. The question has to be asked, though. Why? Why did Sauron go to such lengths to reclaim these rings that had failed him? Was he planning on giving them to other people, perhaps? The dwarves never fell under his control, so he might as well try with some others. Counterintuitively, though, he did seem to try to give the three rings back to the dwarves towards the end of the Third Age. It happened in the build-up to the Lord of the Rings, and we hear about it from Glóin at the Council of Elrond. He tells of a messenger from Mordor that arrived at Erebor. "The Lord Sauron the Great," so he said, "wished for our friendship. Rings he would give for it, such as he gave of old, and he asked urgently concerning hobbits, of what kind they were and where they dwelt. As a small token only of your friendship, Sauron asks this," he said, "that you should find this thief," such was his word, "and get from him, willing or no, a little ring, the least of rings, that once he stole. It is but a trifle that Sauron fancies, and an earnest of your goodwill. Find it, and three rings that the dwarf sires possessed of old shall be returned to you." So Sauron was proposing a swap. The three remaining dwarven rings of power that had brought so much wealth and power and trouble for the dwarves, in exchange for the One Ring. Now, it's possible that this was just a bluff, that he never intended to return the rings to the dwarves, but from his perspective, the dwarves having the rings didn't really affect him too much. In fact, if anything, it probably helped him, keeping the dwarves focused on mining and accumulating wealth, and attracting dragons to keep a lid on their slow population growth. It was definitely worth trading those three rings for the one ring. And maybe he had even worked on the rings a little more, imbued them with a slightly different kind of magic that might entrap the dwarves more easily. We don't know, but it's the kind of thing that he might try. In any event, the dwarves didn't give up that information about the one ring, and the three rings were never handed over. We'll never know whether Sauron actually was going to hand them over, or if he had a nefarious plan for them, or whatever, just that he thought the offer of them might tempt the dwarves to give him what he really wanted. And what then? Well, then we are heading straight into the War of the Ring, at the end of which the One Ring was destroyed. We hear nothing of what happened to those three dwarven rings, but nonetheless we have a pretty good idea. The three rings of the elves lost their power completely. The nine rings of the Nazgul were destroyed. And that's probably what happened to the remaining three rings from the seven. If they were in Mount Doom, they would have been destroyed completely. If they weren't, they would have just lost their power, linked as they had been to the One Ring. And that's probably for the best. The seven rings given to the Dwarven Lords are a bit of an oddity in the Legendarium. They show how different the dwarves are to either the humans, who fell completely under Sauron's power when they put on one of the rings, or the elves, who had the wisdom to take their rings off when Sauron had his One Ring. No, the dwarves wore them and didn't come under Sauron's power. They gave in a bit more to some of their more base instincts, greed and pride and avarice, but that was it. The dwarves were hardy folk, strong-willed and independent-minded, and it's fair to say that Sauron underestimated them. Like he and everyone underestimated the hobbits. It would be his downfall. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos like this, there's a playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.